So let's step right into the studio and hear Claudio Toulouse in performance.
Set me free.
Set me free.
You're more than I could have asked for, sure. I thought that we'd last, or more of mine had to mature. But now I see things clearly, so did my fantasy throw away all my dreams? Or did you set me free and let me be? I wonder. Brought the world, would you take it? If there's barriers, I know we'll break them. Cause we are in a zone where we can make it. And if I carry us, I'll just be faking it. So, did my fantasy throw away all my dreams? Just set me free and let me be. I wonder, I would like to see you doing good for yourself now. Where have you gone to? Where has your path led you down to find a way off the crooked path now? So, did my fantasy now throw away all my dreams? Or did you just set me free and let me be?
Sigh. All right, so 1, 2, 3.
I wanna be here and there simultaneously, but not knowing me, I'll just try, but I can't turn it away. In all my dreams, there's a big field of opportunity, and all my dreams are growing in it. Oh, in my world, I am fighting with the hands that claim life and time fly by. If I catch up to I, then I'll sigh. A brand new day to initiate and motivate me in a brand new way, till I generate all the things I need. In my head, there's a thousand things and I keep thinking that I could be dead. So I move on till they take me in my world. I am fighting with the hands that claim life and time fly by. If I catch up to I, and I feel that I'm am in a place that's right, I can free my mind, oh, and just sigh. Na na na. I am fighting with the hands that claim life and time fly by. If I catch up to I, then I'll sigh. Oh, if I catch up to I, then I'll sigh. If I catch up to I now, then I'll sigh.
Well, Claudio Toulouse, we've been hearing some recent songs, but if I call this a preview of a full album, I'm not sure I would be correct, because these songs are going to roll out in a slightly different way from the old-fashioned album tour cycle.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, it's no joke and definitely a reality that music and the format of how we get it to our listeners as artists has changed, you know, I mean, since Napster. But I mean, really just the age of the internet changing everything. And so, you know, I mean, John Maestas helped me co-produce a record out of New Orleans. And he was the one that actually came up with the idea to do it this way in terms of releasing the music very slowly and putting the record out, you know, I mean, really basically really promoting the heck out of the music before I go about releasing the music, so that I'm building up the hype to the music, as opposed to just all this work that I've put in for years on this music that's going to be on the record, just dropping it out all at once, you know.
So this is sort of the anti-Beyonce approach. She doesn't have to tell anybody, but the full record appears in the audit, but she's primed an audience,
yeah,
for 15
correct.
Years.
It's totally true.
So let's think about this, because a lot of musicians are thinking about how to change their approach, because like you said.
Well, yeah.
That the even the 90s are a lifetime away now.
Totally. I mean, but the record industry is totally, you know, not what it was even in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, in the early 2000s, it started going away. And, you know, I mean, nowadays it's a totally different relationship with the music and how we make it, as well as, you know, as how we can get it out to our listeners. And so for me, who is an artist who's really coming out and defining who am I, you know, I mean, all I've really done is collaborations and work with bands and side work and, you know, I mean, definitely put on a lot of concerts under my own name, but under the umbrella of jazz, so never quite defining who I am, just playing, and just defining who I am is the way that I play. But the material and the stuff that's specifically coming out on this record, and me as an artist kind of, you know, introducing myself to the world, I'm doing it song by song. So I'll release a single and then tour that single for a little while and then release another single. And then, you know, another month and a half later, release the next single. And then, you know, before Christmas time.
So conceivably, depending on because this music has an appeal beyond, let's just say, the hardcore jazz listener,
mm-hmm.
there could be 6 micro audiences for each of these songs who think that you're the guy who wrote that one, right? You're the guy who wrote Deep Mystical Telepathy rather than the guy who did that blues van.
Sure, man.
How do you think I can see the challenge coming is,
yeah.
How do those six little neighborhoods become the city of Toulouse?
Well, you know what? I see it as a blessing, man, because I see those 6 audiences as all of my homes, you know, as well as some of the places and some of the cultures that I want to take this music to. You know, one of the songs that me and Pavan played is going to be on the record as a band song with horns and, you know, a great arrangement, as well as on the record, you know, in a different format, or at least, you know, it's going to be released with that single in a different format by having an acoustic version in Spanish.
In Spanish.
And so when I go travel to Colombia and Puerto Rico or, you know, Spain, if I can get there this year, then the idea is to be able to play that music both in English and in Spanish, because I'm absolutely writing, and more music was going to be on the CD that didn't make it that's in Spanish. Because I see myself as being a Colombian American, and so, or an American Colombian, really, because, you know, I was born in the United States
and then went back.
Exactly, yeah. And have gone back many times, you know, every year, and just dig into my heritage of where my parents came from and where my music and the art comes from, you know. And I think that is related and totally intertwined with, you know, my relationship with jazz, because it was through jazz I realized, you know, what really is the music of my grandparents, and, you know, what was my grandma, you know, drinking her rum and you know, listening to whenever she'd cry, you know, at night.
So was it jazz, or was that jazz?
No, I mean, it's all music, but it's all music about love, you know. And so it's outside of genres. I mean, if we're gonna title it, I mean, no, it's Colombian folkloric music,
right?
Or you know, just boleros, which are Latin American music. It's not even
highly
Colombian.
Emotional. I mean, totally. you're not just forgiven for weeping.
Yeah.
You're expected.
You're expected.
If the singer
it's
is
intended
on top.
To make you cry.
Now, yeah. here's what I find interesting. We're going to hear more songs tonight. If the songs that we're hearing from you tonight, if I'd heard them 5 years ago, literally 5 years ago, I would have said, in what way is this jazz music?
Right.
I can't ask that question anymore because jazz songwriting has just expanded and exploded. There's something has bubbled up.
Yeah.
I mean, it took more than a decade, but something has just blossomed in the last 4 years, I would say. Mm. Of jazz song that can be anything now.
Well, I think it's finally, you know, the jazz musicians that are getting the attention of, you know, of really putting out original music, or at least hopefully we're thinking, obviously nothing is original. I mean, we're just taking everything from the idiom that's already been written. But I mean, you know, we're reflecting our culture, our time, and speaking to the people that, you know, grew up with us because we listen to the same songs as them. We weren't just in our in our homes listening to Sammy Davis Jr. and, you know, growing up on a healthy, you know, diet of Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald. But you know, I mean, you know, it's all music and it all just comes all together. And I think you're right. I mean, I think 5 years ago, it's why I think I took so long. I'm 26 years old and I'm going on 27 September
you ancient
this year.
Fella.
No, I'm saying I've thought about and talked about wanting to record a CD of my own music of just playing for years. But I just never felt like I had anything to say. You know, I felt like, you know, it took maybe those 5 years for me to go out about and, you know, not just, I mean, maybe start, you know, it's 2016 now. So about 2011, I was looking at going to New Orleans the following year to study jazz, but then to go to
You weren't out of the cultures. UNM program at that
I wasn't
point.
Out of UNM yeah. yet. So I yeah. was still, you know, I was still getting my jazz studies degree at the University of New Mexico, which, you know, I mean, a degree means nothing and it means everything. But I mean, you know, I was still discovering what jazz meant to me, or, you know, where I fit in with that word and with that community, because it really is a community. I mean, and really what it is improvised music. I mean, I like, you know, Nicholas Payton's approach when he talks about Black American music. Bam. It's not jazz, but it's Black American music, because that's what it is historically.
And it's also using, even though we can trace blues into rock and roll, it's also using a family of chords that people who are learning rock music, even funk music, don't know.
It's true. Yeah.
It's not their home. It's not their wheelhouse.
I mean,
starting right. Starting right here, starting right now. I wanna know about those things that hold you down. Brother, when did you lose sight of who you are? Then you have got to find a way to love yourself again now. I know it's hard to see all the way that you are. Not now that you're free. What you see is a world of possibilities. Now you know what you've got in store is unknown. But have a little faith, though, in what's in store for you. And you won't let the fear run your whole life now, will you? When is it gonna be the right time? Oh, to live this life you said you wanted to. Oh, knowing that you are what you are and not the same. Now I know what you've got in store is unknown. But take a little chance on what's in front of you, and you won't let the fear run your whole life now, will you?
There seems to be Claudio the philosopher, and there seems to be Claudio in relationships. Do you sense this sort of this, we could call it carnal versus spiritual, sort of two sides on your coin?
Absolutely. Man, that's life, you know. I mean, I think, you know, my oldest brother is, you know, he was studied philosophy. He almost went into being a priest, but he ended up studying sociology and got into a bunch of stuff. But I mean, he influenced that side of me a lot. That, you know, I mean, naturally, I should say, is that love and that, you know, that romantic side and that hope and you know, all that mushy stuff, which is really just kind of what, you know, what yearns inside of me. And I realize that's just part of the culture in Colombia. But the philosopher side is the questioning side, and that side of me that's always asking those questions that maybe the teacher or the catechism teacher will throw me out of the classroom for. You know, I mean, I think it's just hopefully finally my mirroring of who I am right now, not who I hope to be someday, but who I am right now in this moment in time.
Well, if we want to watch that development and witness it, it's going to be one song at a time and sort of one gig at a time. So
yeah.
Where do we go as listeners to, as these new songs are going to come out? You know, they're going to come out in their own good time, but one at a time, at least for the next year or so.
That's right. You know, I've been working a lot in the past year, 2 years, in all fronts of trying to be a solo artist and trying to change my status of occupation to being a solo artist, because you really do have to change your lifestyle and, you know, gear yourself towards that. But I've got a website up, and that's under my name. That's ClaudioToulouse.com. And, you know, and I've got a SoundCloud page that's going to have a lot more music coming up to it, a YouTube page that's going to have more music, you know, coming up to it as well.
And you're shooting videos now.
I'm shooting some videos. I'm slowly starting to edit that stuff and get it all together to put up on my YouTube video. But that's going to have a lot more stuff this year. I mean, I recorded the whole, you know, not the entire, but I filmed a good amount of, you know, time in the recording studio there in New Orleans, which is a gorgeous studio, by the way. It was the Parlor Recording Studios, one of the nicest and newest studios in New Orleans, and just won an Offbeat Magazine Best Recording Studio. And you know, they've got some heavyweights, you know, in their calendar right after me and right before me. So it was an honor to be there. But you know, a lot of that teaser footage and some of the original songs that are coming on the record will be aired on that YouTube channel.
And what we're hearing is you and Pavan in a live situation, but when these records roll out, that sound is going to be much, much different.
Well, you know, I was speaking with Pavan about this before, and it's cool because of the fact that he and I were able to do this, because we've been doing this for so long, and you know, my relationship to the tabla is my relationship to North Indian classical music, which, you know, in turn goes to the Ali Akbar College of Music in the Bay Area. But through that school, I made a wonderful relationship with this guy in New Orleans called Andrew McLean, who plays tabla on the record.
Uh-huh.
And so one song has got an actual tampura, which is the sound that we're hearing, or the drone sound that we're hearing, you know, emulated by an iPhone. But, you know, in real life, he's playing the tempura.
He's got, and this is like the bellows.
It's like a sitar, but without any frets and set up, you know.
Okay.
And it's just played kind of like a harp. It's just four resonating, buzzing strings. And he's playing that as well as playing tabla on one of the songs on the record, on Deep Mystical Telepathy.
Now, on the record, on that song,
I just gave away one of the songs that's on the record.
on that song, whose title I just forgot. What we're hearing is you play the guitar vina.
Yes.
What is the pedigree of this particular instrument?
Well,
because we
know,
couldn't take our eyes off.
You know, it's a wonderful, wonderful instrument that I'm really just the guardian of at the moment. You know, a tremendous friend and mentor, and you know, just close person in my life who turned me on to Ali Akbar Khan many, about 2 years ago, I think. And he lent me the guitar when I started, you know, getting an interest in that music and wanted to learn a little bit about it. But I mean, he acquired that guitar, you know, I think maybe in the 60s. And it's a 1947 Gibson guitar that him and a gentleman in the Bay Area called Malachi in 1974 transformed the guitar to be what it is now.
Timing is, you can almost smell that guitar.
I love it, man. I mean, that guitar has just got so many layers of a story.
It has sympathetic strings that are set up almost like a five-string banjo.
Well, yeah, exactly. More like a five-string banjo in the fact that a Sarod and the sitar have the chikari strings, which are the, you know, the percussive, I guess, or kind of like the response strings to whenever in the raga a line is played and then responded with, you know, the chikari string. And so, okay.
Deep mystical telepathy. Go of who you think you are and breathe into enlightenment, an ending. Walk with a dream and don't give into amazement. Let go of this fear of dying, it's all surreal. Just feel. What can you see about yourself? Fear is not a choice now. I choose to be grounded in love. I won't be scared into believing that one way is the truth. Think for yourself. It's all about experiencing the truth. In this moment now, so see what you want to be and choose not to fear now, because you are not alone in deep mystical telepathy now.
You've been listening to Claudio Toulouse and Pavan Kalasakam in performance, recorded live in Studio A. Claudio Toulouse on lead vocals, acoustic guitar, and on that guitar, Vaina. Pavan Kalasakam on tablas.